Topic.
So, the subject is Choosing Unity Above All Differences, excerpt number 8 by Bala Sulam, the Freedom article. Drawing the right conclusions depends particularly on increasing disagreements and separation between views. The more contradiction there are between views, and the more criticism there is, the more the knowledge and the wisdom increase, and matters become more suitable for examination and clarification. The degeneration and failure of intelligence stem only from the lack of criticism and disagreement. And should criticism and disagreement vanish, all progress in concepts and ideas will cease as well, and the source of knowledge in the world will dry out.
Yeah, well, this is according to the same rule or the same approach that love covers all crimes. That love stays, and we want to determine that the love above the crimes that remain, just as all the desires appeared within us, we want them to gradually appear more and more. Even the cruelest desires, as long as on top of them we know how to determine that it's none else besides Him, good that does good. And when we rise above all that separation that comes to us from foreign thoughts and desires, causing us to separate from the Creator, that we determine unity with the Creator on top of that, by which we turn the darkness to light, we turn the disconnection to connection. And that's our work, essentially. Until any part or any negative factor appears, we don't have any work to do. We're just canceled. So we have to get organized in a group. Why? Because essentially, the discovery of the broken vessels is the relationship between us. And if a person is on his own, how will he discover the broken vessel? He'll just discover that he himself is an egoist in an individual way, personal way, that he doesn't really want to connect with others. But so what? He doesn't yet have a practical place to discover directly where he's broken. And therefore, we have to connect as quickly as possible, to try to connect. And it doesn't matter if we find lack of connection in our inclination to connect, and instead of love and connection we find hatred and disconnection. That's very good, because it means that a state of work appears in us. And we don't need to reach a state where we connect ourselves according to how the separation appears, but rather on top of it, above it, which means that we turn to the Creator to connect us. And we turn to the Creator because we want to connect in Him and not in the place where He shows us the disconnection between us. It's as though there are two parts. There was a thread connecting them, and that thread was now torn. That's it. The Creator shows you it's torn. Why? So that we will establish a connection that is 620 times greater. It's like we upgrade our computer, making it 620 times more powerful. And then, instead of like the old wires you know, you of the old computer, we now have thick optic cables, or let's say. Yeah, optic fibers, instead of copper wires. That's what we need. So, people who find that we are becoming indifferent, separate, opposite to each other, they need to realize it is an invitation for connection. It has to happen. Unlike human society that goes towards connection, it doesn't happen in human society as well. It doesn't happen. Because the global trend today is towards connection. All people of the world are gradually entering the spiritual system. So no one in our world is going to succeed in human connection. But we need to realize that connection can happen, but not in the same way, not using the same wires, but rather upgrading to the optic fibers rather than staying with the copper wires. And that's very important. So we need to be happy in discovering the crimes, and love covers all crimes, which means that these are totally different wires. They have a completely different quality and work with a totally different program. Understood, yeah? Good. I don't see questions. That's good. Let's move forward.
Excerpt number 9 out of Ha'uma, the Nation newspaper, by Bala Sulam. I have been asked to offer a solution according to my view regarding the painful problem of uniting all the parties and factions around a uniform background. At the outset, I must admit that I have no solution to this question in the way it was presented, nor will there ever be a solution to it. As wise men from all the nations and throughout the ages have probed it, but have not found a natural solution that is accepted by all the factions among them. Many have suffered, and many will suffer, still, before they find the golden path that does not contradict the views among them. The difficulty of the matter is that men cannot relinquish their ideals at all, since one can make concessions when it comes to one's material life, to the extent that it is necessary for one's physical existence. But it is not so with ideals. By nature, idealists will give all that they have for the triumph of their idea. And if they must relinquish their ideas even a little, it is not an honest concession. Rather, they stay alert and wait for a time when they can reclaim what is theirs. Therefore, such compromises cannot be trusted.
What is he trying to tell us in different words? Also, you understand what he wrote, but still. I'll give a summary. It is impossible to reach a state where human beings, political parties, social movements, countries, governments will be able to achieve some agreement that is actually viable, that will hold water and strengthen and become better, greater, and spread around the world. Impossible. On the corporeal level, that is impossible. Because on the corporeal level, everyone stays with his ego. And if he agrees to connect to anyone for now, in the next moment, the ego keeps changing. And so one feels that he now can trample the other. And that's how it works. So we don't have a choice if we wish to achieve well-being in the world, and it becomes a necessity in our time, because the world, we already see where it's going, and we know it's going towards the final correction, and in the final correction, the upper force begins to bring all the pieces together as if disregarding how opposite they are, how egoistic they are to each other and different from each other. And so if we don't work on connecting them above all differences, then we will never reach wholeness and peace and well-being, or even some compromise and agreement. And even if we do, it'll be for a moment, and that's it. And the next moment, we'll discover how far we are from it, and we'll be even more in opposition to each other. So that even that false connection that people have achieved now turns against us. Therefore, he says, I've been asked to offer a solution according to my view regarding the painful problem of uniting all the parties and factions and societies and countries that we are, religions, whatever it is. It's all in great conflict between everyone, even within families. And within countries, between neighbors, doesn't matter where, a person feels everywhere that he's opposite and different and in conflict with others, and kind of has to live with an armor. And there's no way to reach compromise, because the ego keeps growing every moment, and there is no way to reach any agreement, because we have to subjugate each other to agree to something, and it just doesn't happen. We learn that from the system of the broken kli. It's impossible that each and every part in the broken kli has to be connected to the other part in the broken kli. It's just impossible. Simply impossible. If you look at the broken soul, there's nothing that can connect the pieces. However, if we lower them from their egoistic degree, as if their ego is working on a level like it was before hundreds of years or even thousands of years, then sure, back then we lived in clans, we lived in some cave, everything was common to everyone, no one would think about deserving more than others, and so on. No such thoughts existed because there were no such desires. Today, however, it's impossible. We see how people quickly arise in places, even when people just lived peacefully and in their own place, in some distant places. The world today needs correction, and its correction is in connection, based on the upper system that necessitates us to unite. Or looking at how corporeal nature works, that all natural elements must be integrated in a global system. And the connection, they can't find any key, any method, any program for how to do it in this world, because what we can invent in our world just won't work in this case. and it didn't work before, we saw it. And we see it from day to day, how all the different factions in the world, in each and every nation, are becoming more and more polarized, and how the parties begin to see how separate they are. And so we're coming to a point where the method of connection becomes very, very demanded, very needed, very as if requested. It's just that it's not sensed, it's not felt, but there is no choice for humanity besides to learn that there is a single method that talks about connection, and it is compatible with nature and with the upper force and with the Creator, who is equal to all faiths and religions. And that's the only way that humanity can advance towards Him. So we have to give a solution. We have to provide a solution to all of humanity. First of all, to explain that connection is necessary, and that there is no method of connection in this world, and there's not going to be any way to connect in this world. It will only make us further disconnect, and the method of connection can only be one thing, that the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us, which is through our realization in the tens by the upper force, that love covers all crimes, and it doesn't come from heaven, it comes from earth, meaning from our desire. That's what it means. That if we aim to connect between us based on the method of Bala Sulam and Rabash, which is essentially the method of the wisdom of Kabbalah, then we awaken the light that reforms. It's not that we ourselves can invent some way to connect, but rather in the correct integration with each other, in terms of learning it, without any kind of prior excellence. We just want to connect because there's no choice, and otherwise we're coming to a danger of global annihilation, all of us, the whole world. We see that it's even possible. And it's not just scary Hollywood scenarios. And so that's what we need to explain to ourselves and the world, that the method of connection exists in connection between us in the tens. We can establish a state where from there, from the depth of nature, emerges a force, a binding force that has designed nature, and it will design us as well. And that's how we'll come to correction. And the whole correction is about connection, just like the Torah writes, and the sheep lived with the wolf, and so on. Okay? No questions.
Niv, what do you want? A practical question. Suppose there is a group that already understood that there's a need for connection, and they are seemingly organized in a certain, maybe 10, I don't know if I should call it a 10 yet, but the point is, they understand the need for connection, theoretically. Now, what will force each individual to make the step towards the other, when even if in his mind he understands that connection is essential, his desire resists it and finds excuses all the time? Yeah, but here there's a calculation. Either we go to be lost, or we try somehow in groups here and there to try to realize it. Let us see, does it work or doesn't it work in small societies, the ones who agree to it. Let's realize it. That's our entire reality. The whole world must be in it. That's on the one hand. Why am I saying it? If the whole world wasn't suffering because of lack of connection, because there is everything in the world except for the right division, the right attitude by everyone. Nothing is missing. We don't need to add anything to this world except for the right connection between the people. The world will become paradise. Paradise. So, do you have a method that brings the world closer to such an eruption, a nice eruption, instead of the not-so-nice eruption? So there's no choice. The whole thing is that we have to spread this knowledge around the world. If it was only dependent on us, we are called the Yashar Kel, and from us it can spread underground, as we say it, or sometimes we say they'll feel it in the air. That's one thing. But the thing is that they themselves have to be ready for it. And that's why we also need to reach the right kind of explanation. So we always have to explain about the not having a choice and the end, the being lost. Rav, according to what they feel. When they feel the trouble, we can come and explain about these troubles, that you can rise above them and reach the opposite state. So if the troubles are not yet in a level of being lost, still, you don't have to wait to this state until they're lost. You treat them with love. You're not going to wait until your child breaks his hand and then they'll understand his daddy was right. Do you want him to learn this way? Or maybe he can learn in advance that this is something he shouldn't do. That's exactly what I'm trying to understand. How, before they break their hand and feel this extreme state, I can convince them to really make a step with their desire. Try. So I'm trying, and they're telling me the situation is not so bad. So it's like your kid tells you, but I want to do it this way. And you're telling him, no, it's the opposite. This is wrong. It's forbidden. It's dangerous. So what? Do you get rid of it? Yeah, do you say, okay, let him break his hand, then we'll talk? No, of course not. So what do you want? This is what you have to do here. So this attempt should be exactly where? With all your strength, nonetheless, try to pass on the method of correction to them. And then by all your efforts, you yourself learn how to reach them, how to serve it to them so that they can hear and understand. You are improving with your efforts in the way you're explaining things. You're improving your dissemination. That's why I'm saying, newspaper, let's have a newspaper every month. Giving it to people, let's do it. Are you incorporated with the people when you give them something? Yes. It's not a matter of the newspaper, it's being in contact with people. That's how you work. There's no other way to do it. It's a correction of reality. You don't yet understand where we're acting. We're acting in all the worlds because we're the lower here. So we're igniting this path that starts here and ends in Ensof. And we have to do it. You can't just raise your hands. Your kid, forgive me, but in some time you won't feel that you have a kid. And when bodies change, you won't understand. Just as now, you're not concerned about other kids. which are actually your kids, even in a bigger extent than your own child. As much as you feel these other children far from you, but when you in the corrected state, he will be closer to you than your own child. It is forbidden for us to just lay off our hands. What can you do? You see, talk about it again, a bit more, and it goes in. In the Congress also, even though we are connecting, and we all want to be in one place, in one desire, we still have to take into account that the world, even though they don't see and they don't know, they're waiting for the method of correction. They're expecting this method of correction, that something will appear and something will be good. In the meantime, all we see is things are getting worse. And it won't do to shut our eyes. It won't do. That's why the politicians want us to shut our eyes. For me, sometimes, yesterday I also had some politicians I talked to. People, not simple people. Ambassadors, CEOs, all kinds of, and they're saying as if everything's okay. Why are you doing? What are you doing? And I understand him. His work is to make corrections. If he's saying everything's okay, he doesn't have to correct anything. You can be happy with his work. If you discover that everything's bad, then you discover that he's not doing his work, he's not in his place. Why is this situation bad if he's in charge? So that's how they work. The main thing is to calm things down, everybody quiet. If something explodes, I hope it's in the other guy's shift, not in mine. That's how it is. That's how it works. Okay, next.
Excerpt number 10.
Wait. There's a question here. What's his name? You want to ask?
No.
Well.
Из того, что вы сказали вот сейчас, все-таки вот внутреннее объединение, вот направьте, что это.
From what you said about the inner connections, how are we connected internally?
How can we establish one before the other? Our internal connection with the external connection we're trying to reach with other people, with external people, right? That's the question? Okay. If we won't have the internal connection, we won't be able to explain anything. To the extent that we connect between us and scrutinize and rub with each other this way, by that, that's how it works in the mind as well. By that, we start understanding better the method, the way it works, the way it comes to be applicated, etc. That's why without the work that starts inside us, inside a person, then inside a ten, then between the tens, all over the world, and then with everything we have, with the whole world, without that, from the inside, outward, gradually. That's why you don't have to hurry and go out and pass things, give things to the people outside quickly. By that we can harm them and ourselves. But out of the connection between us, we'll understand how much we can bestow and affect the external public. In what way we can approach them, to what extent we can talk with them. We don't have to talk about the Creator. Talk about the global reality. We don't have to talk about the one special unified force. There's others besides him, the good that does good. We're talking about nature, etc. Meaning, until we organize all these things and we build a nice and correct way to explain things so that no one can say anything against it. The only thing they can say against it, the only thing they can say is, I agree, 100%. It's only that I don't see it possible, practically. And by that, they are correct. I talked to, in Europe, for instance, I was talking to one of the representatives of the Union, the European Union. And I talked to many diplomats, and they're saying, you're right, but how to do it? We're with you, go ahead, how can we do it? And here, what we need is not only to explain to them, because the explanation they won't so accept so much. They want an example. They want to see it practically. And we have to show them our example, the way it happens, that there can be a group of people very different from each other, alien, foreign, in many languages, many religions, from different nations, it doesn't matter who and what. They start to connect under this umbrella of love, of connection, just as Abraham did 3,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago. Yes? Almost 4,000 years ago. That's what we need to show them. That's why when we gather and we're having this congress in the desert and then the big congress, we need here and all over the world to try to be as connected as possible, to let the upper light work in us. And this way, for it to connect us, and then we can show everyone, the entire humanity will show them an example. And even not a physical example, which is also important, but rather if we are connected and the upper light binds us together, it will enter all the nations, it will enter the entire humanity. They themselves will start feeling, they'll start feeling that there is a method of correction. And it's in Bnei Baruch. Everyone will point at Bnei Baruch in their own country. And they'll look for us in the internet and they'll find this method and they'll realize it. This is so important that we reach a connection between us above all the differences.
No.
Well, yes.
У нас есть какая-то вот привычная степень усилий, привычная степень объединения, и ну мы доходим до какой-то границы.
We have a certain connection we're trying to achieve, and we encounter a boundary in the ten between the groups.
Да, я знаю язык, но я не могу к ним сесть в сетку, что-то мешает.
I speak their language, but something troubles me. I can't connect to them. Well, there are Israelis.
Is the method the same method? The method is the same method. If you connect to the method and you don't look at the psychology and all kinds of differences you have, mundane in this world, then there is no problem for you to be connected to everyone. We connect in the Creator. We don't connect between us. It's only through the Creator. He is the only connection that connects everyone, that binds everyone. That's why, what do I care if they're Israelis or English or Americans or Turkish or whoever? Look at what you see on the screens here. I don't care. I don't even care if they're hostile to my people, to my nation. We specifically connect above it. Say you have Russians and Ukrainians. You know, now there's a dispute between them. I see in my one screen, I see Kiev, St. Petersburg, Moscow, and New York. Four groups that are all opposite to each other, and they're all on one screen. And to me too, in my masach, my screen, they're as one.
So when you encounter a boundary, where is the next place for an effort in me, in the friends, to ask the Creator?
You have to be, it has to be regarding the Creator. The Creator connects us, and I don't want anything else. I want to force Him to connect us. That's it. He made the corruption. Let Him correct. And it has to be a demand. Yes. Force Him.
How do you demand more accurately?
Demand. It's exactly this word, demand. He loves when you put pressure on Him. Because by that, you admit that He is in charge, that He is one, that He is the one doing it all, that He is to blame for everything. Yes, good. So, turn to Him with all your strength. Okay, I'm committed to Silicon Valley.
Hello, Rav.
We can again, repeat. Well. We can.
Okay.
Well, first of all, we're very
No, we can't hear anything. The connection is bad. We understand that you're primitive, you can't organize a connection. Silicon Valley is well known for the cavemen over there. So, correct your connection, then we can hear you. Bye. Okay, let's keep on going. No, you can't do it any other way with them. They think that they're kings. Come on.
Excerpt number 10 from The Art of Love by Erich Fromm. Man, in all the generations and the cultures, faces one and only problem. How to overcome separation, how to achieve unity, how to go beyond one's life as an individual and find oneself in a state of unity.
That's Erich Fromm. He's a, how should I describe him? A well-known philosopher, psychologist. Well, he's more of a philosopher, but okay, psychologist. Both are pretty vague, but he said it right. So what did he say? A man throughout the generations and culture stands before one and only question. How to overcome a separation, how to reach unity, and how to go beyond his own life and to find himself in a state of unity. Yeah. That's why when we reach that, it's just that he doesn't have the solution, this from. But when we reach with all these words, everyone understands that it's good, but why are you explaining this to us? That's clear to us. We ourselves say to our children, why don't you connect? Why aren't you friends? Why are you struggling? Yeah. But we're telling it to children to calm them down a bit. But if you're telling it to us, who are you to be telling this to us? I've never heard in the radio people saying in the radio in the morning, dear friends, we'll all wake up to this beautiful day. Let's all smile to each other. Let's... Who says that? Will anyone stand this channel? Shivitz, would you?
It was a film. It was some film.
Yeah, it's a dream.
The Truman Show.
What?
It was a film, The Truman Show, where everything is animated and he's the only one.
A cartoon?
No, it's a real feature. And he's real and he's the only one who doesn't know that everyone's actors. And there's a director there, and until he eventually he's fed up with it and he tries to run away. And
yeah, that's clear. There may be some real parts there, nice ones. Yes, Dudi.
I didn't understand what you said before. In what should we be an example to the world?
We have to be an example that what we recommend for the world, the method of correction that we say, I got it. Right? So show it. Show us you got it. Where? I have to see. Where is it? You took some group. You took some piece of land. You built there something. Something that works. Something that you're about to suggest, to offer to the entire humanity. Where? How? Are you sure? Maybe it will later turn to become bad as all these seemingly good things.
There's no doubt that there has to be an example, but I always heard from you that we are not a direct example to humanity.
Still, if we somehow become better connected between us in connections of love and unity, we can not really show it, because we're not like the entire humanity. Our will to receive is much more cruel and it's deeper. And we connect in a bigger degree than what the world has to connect. We are connected to the Creator. We work in partnership with Him, in our vut, in the covenant, the brit. That's not the way the world has to do it, but still, to some extent, we can show the result.
So, in what do we show an example? Because there's no connection. They want connection on the corporeal level.
I'm asking you, simply, in a week from today, we are coming to
a Kabbalah Congress.
In this Congress, 50% of the people will be from Bnei Baruch. 50% will be from the outside. People you invited. How will you show them that we're in favor of connection, that our method works, it connects everyone, and that they'll go out already as your messengers to the entire nation or to the entire world?
This is an example of one evening. It's an evening of an experience, but then you go on living.
Okay, that's it. So you don't want it to stay in them, to work in them. Why are you inviting them?
I do want it to stay in them.
So why are you inviting them?
To experience. It's a once event.
Meaning you're an actor. You want them to feel along with you that connection is possible. Maybe you dance, you eat together. That's nice and good. Meaning you don't want them to take this method and keep on with it in their life.
Of course I do. But in one evening they won't get an example of what they really need in life, in relationships, in society.
You have to try. You have to try for them to reach such a taste in this evening that they want it for their whole life.
And then what example will they have the rest of their lives?
They'll connect to you and demand the method. But this taste has to be in connection. It's not just pleasant. You're right that it should be pleasant, but in this pleasantness, they have to receive a notion that this is possible, to live this way their entire life, with such nice relationships as we're now tasting for one evening. We may continue this our entire life.
It's not a method, it's a feeling.
Okay, but there is a method. To continue this way there, your whole life. You're right, it's a feeling. But in this feeling, there's also a fact, some fact that this is possible, you can live this way. That's it. You can live this way. They took you to paradise, and then they let you go, threw you back to hell. And you're dreaming about it. You want to go back. You want to live this way. We have to give them this feeling that this is the life that humanity must be in all the time. A feeling. You're going to work, you have children, you have your family, and everything's okay. Keep on with that. But along with that, some mutual support, some mutual feeling, some understanding, some connection with the general force of nature. You can call it the creator or nature, doesn't matter. But some wholeness that you get with it. You're connecting to nature, you're connecting to eternity. There's this matter of explaining about eternity. Without any faith, not talking about the creator, God. Because in nature, we're going through all kinds of cycles. Nothing is gone. Our spirit is there. You can explain everything.
It's still not clear because we create a certain atmosphere where people feel connection and then they go back to their daily lives with their troubles and problems. And there's no method here, something that helps them go on with it.
Why? No, of course not. But there is a method. But it's not in them. They don't have it. And then they yearn for this method. They want to do it, to have it throughout their whole life.
And then where do we...
But it's not that they took this method within this one evening. But they know that if I connect to them, they can teach me this method. How throughout my life I can reach this nice connection with everyone.
Great. And then they connect to us in order to get the method and feel good.
Yes.
But our method is not an example for them. We're learning the wisdom of Kabbalah and we have a higher goal. And they want sustenance, relationships, and entertainment.
It seems to you that it's a higher goal, but it's the same method. It's just other words. Instead of God, you use nature. Instead of the light that reforms, you use the force of nature. It's the same. Don't build here something that is seemingly disconnected from the only reality.
It's a language, but where do we...
That's right, it's a language.
In what are we example, though? Because our language is different. So in what are we an example for their frameworks?
That's something you have to establish. You have to establish the method of education. Real special bubble when you put them in it and you start educating.
We create an ideology or the method in a new language suitable for us. But where's the physical example?
Physical, they'll see that from afar that's how we do. It's also, they don't understand it, but they feel that if they were this way, it would be better.
The way we are, like look at us and see?
No, in this evening, where they are, in the evening they're tasting one taste, and this may be the beginning of a connection, and through this connection, they'll get a method of connection. That's how you do. How else can you do it? It's either you don't hear me or maybe I can't express myself. Okay, no matter what, I have to let Moshe speak. Some other people? Yeah, excuse me. One more question, yes.
There's a very good friend of mine. He's coming to Israel, to the Congress. He's not studied Kabbalah, but he's very interested, let's say, in the topic of connection. He's really searching for methods of connection in the whole world. And he believes that if 10% of the people connect, everybody will start connecting. And he's coming with a film crew. He's related also to these film people from Dutch television. He's a well-known spiritual leader in the Netherlands with thousands and thousands of friends. And he's coming to us. And how are we going to show him how this, to prove to him, to show him really, because he's going to film, he's going to make a documentary on this subject of connection, on the method. How are we going to show him all together how this works? Because we have a nice opportunity here.
That's something I don't know. We have to first talk to him, and then he can see us in different situations. In the Congress as well, and also in the Congress in the desert, if he's coming over there. We can have some talks with him in our studio. I don't know. I'm willing to show him everything. And he's an expert. He can choose whatever he wants. I'm not going to sell him something like a shop window. I'll show him everything we have. That's how we do. That's it. We think that nonetheless we can advance towards connection, and that's the real correction of the world. And he could think about it, if it's for him or not. Yes.
There are questions about the weather down south. So we checked it out with meteorological about the weather forecast, and it's too soon to tell. But many women are afraid for their men. So we just want to say that the tents are warmed up, and there's rain gear, and it's protected against rain. And if there is rain, we're not going to go outside. We're going to stay in the tents. Please bring warm clothes, good sleeping bags, and if possible, friends from Israel should bring more warm clothes than they need, so we can lend them to our friends from the world, Kli. Also, friends who can't sleep in the big tents with everyone, they can bring their own tents. And that's it. We also want to report about the Congress and ask a short question. So first of all, the open evenings at the World Kabbalah Convention, so far more than 1,000 people have registered for them, and many dozens of people join every day. Again, we're inviting everyone to invite all your friends, because the evenings are going to be very special. Most important, today is the last day for the lower prices. So if you have any doubts, today is the last day for the lower prices. It ends today at midnight. Technical support will be given at our call center until 6 p.m. Now, because the evenings sound very appealing to many people from the groups and from Israel, we see a phenomenon where many people are registering only to the evenings. I wanted to say, on one hand, the evenings are very attractive. On the other hand, there's a whole day at the Congress where we can get the light and connect to the lesson. What's the right calculation we should make about how to come?
I cannot say. If a person doesn't feel yet the need for connection, but he only comes to this connection in a way that it's pleasant, it's better to be there, like a game. So what can he do? That's the level of his development. He doesn't understand that in the inner work, in the inner effort, in the workshops, during the day, when he's searching and integrating, not only laughing and jumping and dancing. That's the real work. The work in the evenings is more about the external people. Through that, they can connect to us. And then maybe the next day they'll come to the lessons in the morning. That's why I do recommend for serious people who are searching not only to have a nice evening, they should come to the whole day. That's what I can say. Yes, but, well, at least to the evenings. And we should think how we make these evenings better so that they'll get this whole portion, even if they only come jump and sing. Yes.
I just want to update again and invite friends. Today, throughout the day, you're invited to come. Keep making phone calls in the telemarketing. At the call center, we have a lot of people we want to invite to the convention, so we ask anyone who can come to come today to the call center, and we will allow you to do that. Also, friends who are watching us from the World Clean, friends who came this morning to Israel, today at 5:30 p.m., Rav will give a lesson to the World Clean.
Or maybe not. What? Let's start even before. It's too late for them. I saw that they're starting to doze off towards the end of the lesson. So, when do you want to start?
Вечерний урок. Можно раньше, чем 5:30. Во сколько? В 4? А? В 4 хорошо вам?
I was asking when you want to start the lesson at 4.
Okay, as
4 to 6.
So, today's lesson will be from 4 to 6. It'll be in Russian, but it'll be translated on Sviva Tova. And it'll be here in the study hall from 4 to 6.
What do you want to say?
I wanted to ask if we should have a joint Zoom as like a preparation for the Congress.
That's something I don't understand about. It's not a question for me. I don't understand anything about a Zoom. You consult with your friends. It's not a question to me. What else, Moshe?
Well, maybe I could add, yesterday we had a three-hour radio show where we talked about the big convention, and on Shabbat, Saturday, Amit and I will be on the biggest radio station in the country, and we'll talk about the radio, the convention, and we'll invite everyone. So we need everyone's thoughts so we can bring as many Israelis to the convention.
Wonderful. And?
Thank our viewers on TV. Have a good day.
So starting at 4 o'clock, we're going to have a lesson. All right. Yes.
So again, today between 4 and 6 p.m., there'll be a lesson in Russian with translation. Connecting to a good life, the World Kabbalah Convention. You're invited to the World Kabbalah Convention that will take place between the 19th and 21st. Early bird registration ends today. Hurry up. For details, call 1-700-509-209 or go to cab.co.il. And now, a song.
כמה רוצה הלב לאסוף ולאגור על גבו של החמור אין אדם נפטר מהעולם הזה וחצי תאוותו בידו כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך חוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי הלב חפץ תמיד
לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע, עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות, דרך מוצא מגלה חברות, ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הניסר לגלוי. כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות, דרך מוצא מגלה חברות, ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הניסר לגלוי. Lelo 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 la lelo 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 la lelo 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 la shehalev machlit sheroze eloku derech rutza megale chaverut vesham hu yotze את הניסר לגלוי. כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות, דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות, ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הניסר